Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We are zocha now to be holding Rambam Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vov, Halacha Aleph, and this is the sixth shiur, and we are probing and examining and exploring the whole sugya of Avdus. And what is forbidden, how it is forbidden to treat an Eved. And of course, this will ultimately get us back to the discussion of the Umas Olam in Eretz Yisrael and under what conditions they may remain. Okay, don't speak so loud. We don't want to Biden to hear or Obama to hear or that chever. They're not so into this, but we are studying Torah Hashem. So. We'll just put aside all the politics and just get right to what matters. Dibarnu al kach she ha'isur be'divrei ze l'tiches elav ke'el chefetz. Not to relate to him like an object, not to objectify him. So, like I said, this is the sixth shir, and b'siyata d'shmayim, the first five we saw in flows, and we continue. We can explain how the Rambam. In the Perush HaMishnayot, Rambam Perush HaMishnayot, in the Masechet Kiddushin, and the Yudal and Amud Bet, the Rambam writes, "Ukmo ke'enu moto shishta b'gav koi ne'abdus min yom shishpo g'nai kolo. You're now to be mishabit your Eved Ivri, you're now to subjugate your Eved Ivri, and it matters that, that have a g'nai godo, that are very, very disgraceful, very demeaning. That he takes your clothing out with you to the bathhouse. Today we generally don't have public bathhouses. We're very, very fortunate. But we do have something called a mikveh, which is an approximation of a public bathhouse. It's public and it's a bathhouse. So there you have it. In any event, so we are not allowed to make the Eved carry our kavod and our clothing to be based on merchas, as forbidden. Because the verse states that one is not allowed to sell a slave, a Jewish, an Eved Ivri, like an Eved, like a non-Jewish slave on a slave block. And this Rambam, of course, is raises eyebrows to the Tamur Meod. Ki maze inyan lelav de memkeret avid, vu inyan lelav de avdut avudat avid. Right, we have a lav of memkeres avid not to sell. And Eved Ivri, like a slave, to put him on a stone, is to have this stone they would stand the avodim on, and they would sell them there, so that you're now allowed to do to an Eved Ivri. And that's memkeres avid. But this problem is avoidus of not to be have him serve you, work for you in a low way, in a mivazidik way, as we saw in previous shiurim at length. So why does the Rambam quote the pasuk from Mekeles Oved when the correct pasuk here would be avoidus of it? That would be Molech Kelim based Americas. Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla in Loisase Tzadi Aleph. We discussed his history in a previous year. You can look him up. On page 260, already had this kasha in his parish in Resag. Based on what we explain, it would appear as follows, that the Rambam writes in the first paragraph of Hilchos Avodim, in Halacha Zayin, Lo yilamdenu b'chil malacha klal el unas shahayeva, he she'oise kishahay oise mikoidem should not teach him any profession at all at the outset. Instead, he should work at the profession at which he had worked previously. V'harei, that's the Rambam. Ain't no cloud of Avodah Zarah of Avodah Zarah. What's wrong with having him to a different profession? Why do we not teach him any profession at all? Why do we have the every do what he was already doing before? So the answer is that the Isser isn't mitzad the Bizayon. Because we have no right to make him do avodas Bizayon. It's like the lava of avodas parach, right? The kinyan doesn't extend to avodas parach. The kinyan doesn't extend to Bizayon. So now the Bim Vaz of the Evid. But rather, the problem is making him into an object. And the same thing would apply to make him learn umnis that's not his umnis. That's objectifying him. To make him learn something that's not his thing. He's not a carpenter. It's like you take a fellow like myself. If I'm using myself as an example. And you tell me, that I should become an electrician. Electricians are great, they can be great people. But I know how to turn on and off a light, but you know, that's sometimes when the switch goes down, you know, we have a box for all the switches in the house. So I can lift it up, you know, and then the light goes back on. And at regular light I can turn on, but much more than that, I'm not an electricity guy. So if you force somebody to do something that's not him, then that's making him into a chefetz. Whereas if you allow him to continue doing what he was doing before, then you're treating him like a human being, you're respecting his humanity. So you're not allowed to treat him like a chefetz, and that's why you're not allowed to make him learn a new profession, expect him to learn a new profession. And that's why, if that's the Gedra Lav, that's why the Rambam writes the Lav of Memkeres of it, to tell us that just like there is Pashut, that that's the Gedra of the Lav, that you're not allowed to make him into an object, and that's how Avodim were sold, as objects. So too, for the same reason, Avodis of it is forbidden. Making him do Avodis Bzuyos is forbidden. But the issue is not just the Bizayim Mitzad Atzmo, but what comes out of the Maisa Bizayim, and what comes out of the Maisa Bizayim that he's an object. So that's why the Rambam quotes the Pasuk of Memkeres Aved. Because there the issue is making him into an object, not a human being. So too, when you make him do an illness that's not him, that's the same problem. And so too, when you're making him do things that are kenaigata, that's also making him into an object. So the issue is not the Bizayon Mitzad Atzmo, it's Mashim Vore De Maisa Bizayon, that he's being turned into an object. And that's why the Rambam brings the Pasuk of Memkeres of it. Because that shows you now how to make him into an object, so too when you make him be Molech Yerkelem Beis HaMerachas, that's also objectifying him. Rav Perla in Los Estates Adi Aleph has a kasha on the Rasag. Why the Rasag omit the lav of Lo Yimpru and Keres of it? Why did he omit that? It's a pasuk in Chumash. So based on what we said, according to the Rasag, who is so echad shel alav, while asiyas adam Yisrael chifes, v'zen esrom keres avid, v'avoydas avid, v'avoydas perach, v'kulam p'rotim shel Yisrael chayim. So the Rasag holds that it's really all one Isser. And what's the Isser? The Isser is objectifying the person. That's the Isser. So Mele, you don't need a separate Isser from Emkeres Aved. There's one Isser. What's the Isser? Making a Jewish person like an object. And that would therefore include Memkeres Aved, selling him like a slave, Avodas Aved, making him do the work like a slave, the meaning work, the meaning labor, and Avodas Perach, unnecessary labor. They're all Pratim of one Isser. Mashenkim Vadas HaRambam, these are separate Lavin. Avodas Aved is Avodah Kechefes, and Memkeres Aved is Mechira Kechefes, selling him like an object. Avodas Aved is making him work like an object. Never the two separate Lavin. But it's one Yisod. So you're now that, like we spoke about in the previous shiur, the Kenyan doesn't extend to Bizyanistic types of Avodas. And the reason is because you're now that treating him like an object. And the Rambam has two separate lavim, one for Memkeres Aved, one for Avodas Aved. But the Yisod is treating him like an object, and therefore the Rambam brings the pasuk of Memkeres Aved when talking about being all Kel Luis and Rechas, because it's the same Yisod that's treating a human being like the Chefes, which is forbidden towards an Eved Ivri. And with this, we can also answer the Kasha of the Lechem Mishnah in Halacha Zayin, Midivrei HaSifri, Yavo Imach, Shelo Timsolo Umnaso La'acher, Shemhaya Baal Rabbi Lo Yase. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Imhaysa Umnaso Rabbi Ken Yase, Aval Rabbi Lo Yilamdenu B'chila. It's mashma that there's machlokas here between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama. Again, the Tanakhama says that if he was a bathhouse keeper for the rabbim, then you should not make him do that. And Rabbi Yossi says that if that was his profession before, then it's okay. But you shouldn't teach him a new profession. So it's mashma that Rabbi Yossi is arguing the Tanakhama, and the Tanakhama holds that if he was earlier a balan, a bathhouse attendant, he should not be one now, and Rabbi Yossi holds that he can be. So why then does the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yossi and not like the Tanakhama? Because the Rambam paskin said if his profession before he was sold was the manager of a public bathhouse, he was a balan, he was a bathkeeper, then you're allowed to make him a bathkeeper. So why is the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yossi, not like the Tanakhama, who says he's not allowed to be a bathkeeper? So based on what we said, we can explain that the machlokas, the soul of the machlokas, between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi is that according to the Tanakhama, the primary issue is Bizayon. And for the rabbi, if you're a bathhouse keeper for the rabbi, it's Bizayon, therefore it's Asim. Therefore, Tanakhama doesn't mention an Isser Lalam Dominus Bechila. He doesn't have a problem with teaching him a new profession, as long as it's not a Dominus Bizayon. Because in such an instance, it's not a Dominus Bizayon, the Tanakhama has no problem with it. And if it didn't Bizayon, it doesn't matter that he was doing it beforehand, so if it's Bizayon. So his master is now that have him do this avoda. Hashem can according to Yosef, the Iker is not the Zion. The Iker is that you're using him like an object. And if that was his onus, mitchila, meritzono, you can't perceive his master treating him this way as treating him like an object, objectifying him. Because that was what he was doing before, for crying out loud. So what's wrong with him doing it now? He was doing this by himself without the master having to do it beforehand. So you can't say you're not treating him like a person. That's the way he treated himself. But the Rabbiosi holds that if you teach him a new onus, that's a non-pratanakam, holds the issue is bizayin. Teaching him a new onus is not a bizayin, but having him be a baal and a rabbim is a bizayin, or a public barber, or a public baker. That is a bizayin. According to Rabbiosi, the issue is treating him not like a human being, dehumanizing him. And the male, if he's doing the job before, then it's not dehumanizing him, making him learn a new profession. Hey, that's not me. So that would be a dehumanizing him. That would be us, according to Rabbiosi. Now we saw in a previous year, we saw the Gemara, we discussed a lot, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and Ezer Nashach, and Kimon the Beis, that Rav Sur, Machur, the Rav, the Tafik, and Shalom, Al, Mal, the work of the Rav, and where Rashab, Karam, San, Yerisa, Hashem, and Rek, Ashura, Minash, Tavar, the Shab, Yot, Hamlom, Lom, Tavod, Vachechem. So, Rav Sur, the brother of Rav, who forcefully sees people weren't acting properly, and have them carry Rav's special chair. And Rabbi said, you acted correctly because you see a Jew doesn't pay properly. From where is it derived you're permitted to have him work? You're allowed to be shabby him. So we learn Tom Lomar, Lomabotu, Achechem. Right? In other words, the Pasuk says really, Lomabem Tavodu, which is talking about it, the Canaanis and the Achechem, and they say, but not when it comes to Jews. To have a difference, but the Gemara Darshan is all in Tavod Bachechem, sometimes Tavod Bachechem is also all in Tavod. So you also reminded them. And what does it say? It says, Meshab the Shabbat, in other words, you're Meshab, you're making him work Baal Karcho. So you see, what's the issue? The issue is not about this Bizayin, the issue is treating like a Chefes. Because when you're making him work Baal Karcho, that's making him against his will. Even if it's not about his design, so it must be that the issue is making him like a chefetz, objectifying him. So the Rambam learned this Gemara in Bava Metzia and Gimel on the base, and he said, oh, that's the Isser. The Isser is objectifying him, making him like a chefetz. That's some of the Gemara. Gemara doesn't have a problem with this. So the Mela, the Gemara is passing in the Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Tanakam like Rabbi Yossi. Because according to the Tanakam, the issue is that it was Zuyos. And according to Yossi, the issue is making him like a chefetz. And therefore, if he was already doing the sumas before, then you can keep doing it because then he's not a chefetz. Even if it's an avodah zuya. But this is what he wants to do, so you're not treating him like an object. Mashen Kain, according to the Tanakam, the issue is avodah zuya. And according to Yossi, well, Rabbi Leim Adin Vitchila, shouldn't teach him a new profession to start with, because that's making him like a chefetz, that's not him. So the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Yossi, because he sees the son of the Gemara is like Rabbi Yossi in the Metzia and Gimel. And therefore the Rambam passing is, it was a profession before we sold, then it's fine. But don't teach him any new profession. And just one more comment, based on what we've been learning, what we learned in the previous year primarily. The Rambam in the 8th Parak Filos Manas Anayim Alachayim writes, talking about the greatness of the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, that if one's ma'al d'meino, he hides his eyes from Pidyon, he's over on the Yerdenu Farach Leinecha. Ayin Shem Rambam. The problem is that a Shavui, a captive, is not an Eved. And this Pasuk is talking about Abdus. But as we saw in the previous year, Rashi says that there's also an Isser on a melech and a nasi. They're also not allowed to treat their subjects. Befarach. They're not allowed to make them work befarach. We had in Dvar, in Vayikra 25:46, Rashi says, Ish Bachi, Lohabi Nasi Ba'amai, Melech B'mishasa Shalviris Ben B'farach. So, this is talking about a Nasi, a Melech. These leaders are not allowed to be right to beferich, make their subjects do unnecessary labor. So we're not talking here about avadim. We're just talking about subjects. And there it says we know they're not avadim. Why? Because there is a certain there's a certain shibud here. The nasi ba'amu melech b'mishar. So remember we're ma'ay ben chorin. But if there's a shibud involved, like a melech ba'amu. So there's a shibud involved. So there's an iser of osir de bo b'farach. So also when we're dealing with the captive, there's also a type of shibud involved. He's not mamash and evit, but there is a shibud involved. And therefore, the Rambam paskins that if one is ma'al ma'am of b'diyam, he's over no yir den b'farach ma'yecha. That's a few psukim later in Pasuk Nun Gimel. So we see that this applies to anybody to whom there's a shibud, even if they're not mamash avadim. These esurim that are written by an eved, it applies to others who are a shibud as well, not only avadim. Again, like we see in Rashi, it applies also to rulers with their subjects. So to the captive, so there's also a concept of Yerdan Bufarach, because he's in captivity. He's also a subject, he's also under somebody else's rule. So it's Lav Dafgadin and Avadim. Now, Morav Rabbi Say, we have now come to that exciting moment where we are going to come back to the Rambam and explain the Rambam, and that's for our next year. But everything we've learned until now has been a Hakadama, or much of what we've learned now has been a Hakadama to explaining this to Rambam. And in Ritz Hashem, now we're going to go straight forward directly at the Rambam, with the Rambam. And then we have Niflos to talk about in Ritz Hashem. And please stay with us, and thank you so much for listening. Until now, it has been delightful. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.